Talking with Ben Hale, Western Livestock, and this week at the Oklahoma National Stockyards Monday sale, about 5,800 head, I think was the number I saw from USDA as of Monday evening.
Yeah, and that was compared to about 5,900 a year ago, so pretty steady on that there, Ron.
So let's talk about these sales. I mean, everything, as you mentioned to me as we started, better than a week ago for sure.
Pretty considerably better. You know, the feeder steer and calves kind of called 3 to 8 higher. The heifers over 800, 5 higher. And we had a lot of bigger cattle under 800, kind of steady. And the heifer calves 3 to 8 better. But we had a lot of heavy 8 to 11 weight steers and had several 8 1/4 up to 1190 weight heifers yesterday. So we had a lot of big cattle that we hadn't been having, and pretty good kind as well.
I know that the market news reporter indicated that quality seemed to be a little bit better this week than last.
Yes, it was a lot better quality, and that could have entered into our market a little bit last week because it was plainer cattle last week. But all in all, I think just more optimism. You know, we held the getting 185 for fads, and I talked to one guy today. He thought they might get a dollar better maybe this week, possibly 186. So that's sure not hurting either.
So we've kind of come off the bottom on that fat market for sure then.
Yep, has and then been holding it, you know, for quite some time. That's mm-hmm. good.
With that in mind, I mean, you know, I guess as we get a little bit deeper into the fall, attitudes seem to be fairly good, even if we're dry right now.
Yes, and I think kind of got some rain around, you know, and some maybe perked some of this grass back up. And the guys this time of year, you know, sometimes they get to holding for wheat pasture, so probably be a little lighter here for a while till it freezes, and then it'll get extremely busy, I bet, Ron.
So as we take a look at the markets for the rest of the week, both the market Comanche as well as Woodward, what are you hearing from those folks?
Going to have about 350 cows there at Woodward today, and Peyton's going to have a pretty decent run tomorrow, and as well as Woodward shaping up for Thursday. So, and then we'll be back here on Monday and Tuesday, but not going to be a huge one, but going to be pretty decent runs everywhere.
So, you know, as folks try to sort all this stuff out, if they want to talk markets with you, how do they get a hold of you?
We'd love to talk the market with them. Just call me on my cell phone, 940-631-2333, Ron.
Thank you, Ben. Ben Hale with Western Livestock. Their website, if you want more information about their markets, both in Oklahoma but as well as up in Iowa as well, westerncommissioncompany.com. That includes, of course, the Western Commission Company at the Oklahoma National Stockyards, operating on Monday and Tuesdays, as Ben mentioned. Then Comanche Market, as well as the Woodward Market through the week out in the countryside here in the state of Oklahoma. They're glad to work with you on buying and selling your cattle. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.